Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. Yeah, we'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for another day that you have made. And I thank you for helping us to be the blessing that we can be in these last days. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Bless every speaker today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we're in Revelation chapter 2 again. Today we'll look at the church at Pergamos. And last week we were dealing with the church in Smyrna. We dealt with the church in Smyrna. And now we're at the church in Pergamos. And I noticed something as I studied these scriptures. Jesus is direct, just like he always was when he taught. And I remember when I first started going in the Lord's presence, eventually he started telling me things. And it would always be more direct, just like when Jesus taught. And I remember I was listening to Isaiah and also Jeremiah. I think it was Jeremiah. The Lord told Jeremiah, diminish not a word, because the people needed to hear what the Lord was saying. And we all do. The Lord can, he'll guide us in all truth. Sometimes it's very inviting, the way the Lord is speaking. Sometimes it's just direct and to the point. And whatever he do, that's the call of, that's what's necessary at the time. And every time the Lord have ordered my steps and told me things that I needed to know, whether it was in a soothing way or, you know, very loving way, it's always love. But if it was direct and to the point, even a rebuke, I always thank him for it, because it would help shape me up where I could hear. Now, that's part of communion. When we commune with the Lord, he's going to say what's necessary right to the point. He won't let us walk into a trap without saying something. And before he do anything, he tell his prophets, he tell his people. Before he do anything, he always tell his people. And one thing I notice is he has to, he thinks of everything. Sowing and reaping. He manages sowing and reaping. He can't stop it, but he can manage it. For instance, like when David sinned, he numbered the people. Joab tried to get David not to do that, but he did it anyway. And then the Lord gave him three choices. He would lose people in war, famine, or pestilence. And you know, something had to happen because of what he had done. When he had Bathsheba's husband killed and slept with her, and then eventually married her. The kingdom was divided, and the Lord gave, but he gave him three choices, and David just threw himself on God's mercy, and the death angel went out and destroyed so many thousand people. And the Lord knows this. So if we deter, something's going to happen. But if we stay on track, something's going to happen. You know, and God wants the best for our lives. So in every rebuke and in everything that he gives us to do, it's always in our best interest.
Yes.
And he'll give us the warning, just like he'll show us the greater blessings that's forming. And people don't like to, we cling to the things that are pleasant. That's why God had to tell Jeremiah, diminish not a word, but speak every word, just like I'm giving it to you. And I had to learn to do the same thing. Whatever God do, I remember I had to do this, I wrote this writing, The 25 Causes of Poverty, and I was asked to read it at a church. And I thought it was just going to be one of those words that was just going to edify people. But the Lord turned to the same word, he used it as a rebuke. And I'm in the middle of it. I can't, you know, I didn't know that was going to happen, but it came out as a rebuke. And I had to just flow with the Holy Spirit. So after I finished, it didn't go like I thought, so I'm just You know, you can imagine how my mind was. This was a rebuke, and I thought it was going to be edifying, which it was the call of the day, because the guest minister came that spoke at this occasion, and he had on military attire. He was in the National Guard, but he put on a robe over that and preached. And he preached a fireball message, and it was just like the rebuke that God had given me by the Holy Spirit. You know, the 25 causes of poverty, the Lord, I don't know how he does it, but he can have you to read it where it'll be like a normal message or edifying, just something to warn his people not to do. And he can turn it around and have you just minister in the spirit of a rebuke. Well, this guy came and did the same thing. This pastor did when he gave his word. It was a rebuke. So that was the call of the day for the church. The Lord wanted to alert his church. Sometimes we can get in our ways, and it's not. Sometimes the way the path we're taking may not be right, and the Lord will help us go back.
And I,
yeah, and if he's chasing you, that's good.
Yes, it is.
That means two things. Well, he loves you, and he's trying to get you on the right track, and you're still in the kingdom of God. When people do wrong and he stopped chasing them, they walked out. You know, that's bad. When God don't chasing people anymore, he only chases his people. So if I do something wrong, I want him to rebuke me. And that's a part of communion.
Yes, it is.
And I remember years ago, I got so discouraged because I felt like my message wasn't being heard, and I slacked off studying the Word. And Elder May he kept on giving messages about studying the Word for a whole month. He kept on saying, "Get back in the Word," and I said, "I'm tired of him saying get back in. I'm just going to study the Word." And I started studying the Word, and he started preaching other things. So the Lord will give us what we need. This, you know, communion.
Amen.
And after that episode, I never went back to not studying. I had to get over my emotions and just dig in the Word like I knew to do in the first place.
Amen.
The Lord, if we can, with emotions and things that we looking at, we can deviate, but God don't. He's the same all the time. So when he give us a rebuke, it's good.
I was thinking on this. Because we're a body fitly joined together with God's Spirit lives in us. Because you, God focused on you in that. When you released all that and get the Word, maybe other people that need to get in your congregation did the same thing because you broke the hold on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. That anointing breaks yokes.
Yes, it does. It breaks them.
Yeah.
Yes, amen. So true.
And remember, we bear fruit after our own kind.
Yes.
So if a yoke is broken in us, we're free to preach like God wants to. And then the same anointing breaks yokes in others. Now, we're in a dirty world, so things are going to go wrong. But God is going. He's with us to help us go forward. All right, the church at Pergamos. This is Revelation chapter 2, verse 12. And this is also a part of communion, because communion is, we're communing with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. And the angel of the church in Pergamos write, "These things saith he which has the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, and where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth." So they continued to follow God, even though they saw one of their fellows get killed. And they were steadfast. He said, "But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication."
Mm-hmm.
So they had people there that were wrong, that were doing these things, and they didn't do anything about it. A church has to purge out sin.
Come on now.
The Lord, that's one thing that has not, that the church haven't done right since I've been a Christian. not all churches, but most of the time, if if some, you know, John said, Jesus said that if somebody is sinning, go to them. Try to get them to repent. If that don't work, take a witness, because when people sin, and they always create witnesses. Take a witness and try to get your brother back. If that doesn't work, take them before the church. And if they won't repent, let them be considered a sinner. Now, the only time I ever seen somebody, they would bring a pregnant girl before the church because she was caught. But the guy was never brought forward, whoever he was.
And usually the girl wasn't the best in salvation. So that was kind of out of order too.
Yeah.
The girl wasn't professing salvation.
Mm-hmm.
It says a sister or brother.
Mm-hmm.
But many times that person wasn't professing salvation.
Right.
But because she came to church,
mm-hmm.
They would do it that way.
Yeah.
And I mean, they still do that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a preacher wife say, I can't go to this girl's baby shower because she had a baby shower with her.
Mm-hmm. And they never get the guy, and sometimes he'd be right there too. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and you know, if there's any sin, you know, sometimes people need to deal with it. A lot of things need to be brought forward, but hopefully, most of the time people just don't sin, but things happen. People get in bitterness, unforgiveness, and in these, you know, if we don't deal with it, God's going to deal with it, and it's better
for
us to.
Yeah. That's the sad part. The world would know them.
Uh-huh. And it's good for people to just go on and repent and start, and not just say, Lord, forgive me and forget about it, but sometimes, there were times. If I did something that I shouldn't have, like when I stopped studying, I had to retrain myself. I had to ask the Lord questions. Lord, how did I get that low? What can I do to not do that again? Things like that. That's repenting. Repenting is not just a prayer. It's a life of dedication. But things happen, and they didn't deal with it. So if you don't deal with it, if people are gossiping, saying things about others, saying things about the pastor, each other, it's going to get out of hand. Satan won't stop till he, he has a course that he wants that sin to take. And if we don't stop it, he'll keep it up. And if I overhear conversations, I fight it at the enemy, but I can always stop the enemy doing spiritual warfare. You can always do that. But the people, I encourage them to do the right thing and try to get them to repent. Now, the Lord is doing the same thing here because he can't sanction something that's satanic. People are anointed, but if they walk in Satan's way, he can't multiply their anointing. It'll be in a stalemate. And he wants to build on a strong foundation. If they receive dissensions, things like that, they'll bear fruit after that way. And if they didn't do something about this, the people that followed them will be this way. So that's where we'll pick it up next week. This is just a part of communion. The Lord corrects things before it gets out of hand. Some things have gotten out of hand. you know, the teachings that we know are wrong, like God stopped healing, that got out of hand. But the Lord stopped giving the Holy Spirit when the apostles died out. That got out of hand too. But it doesn't have to get that far. Communion will help us stay on track. That's the theme of Revelation. Okay, 1 Corinthians 11, 24. And when he had given thanks, he break it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. I thank the Lord for communion. I thank him for the praise reports or the good times, just like in the rebukes together. Because when he rebuked, you can change. You know, one brother said, if you sin, you can repent and you don't have to be wrong anymore. But the Lord does, those he loves, he chastens. I love it. I just want to, if he says something, I want to be on it. No, I don't want no chance of failure. All right, dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth, out of your mouth, I want to live by it. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.